Hey y'all, you're listening to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances, for now. This is not a conversation about romantic relationships because we are minding our own business. That's right. But trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me. I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your tea, or your vodka, whatever it is you're sipping on these days, child, and let's chat. Today, we're chatting about discipline. I like to explore a word from definition to practicality. Discipline is defined as a practice of training people to obey rules, or discipline is a code of behavior, or discipline is using punishment to correct disobedience. How do you practice discipline in your everyday life? Are you a disciplined person? Do you obey rules and codes of behavior? Or are you a person who has to be disciplined, who has to be punished to correct disobedience? Today is going to be a rough one for some of us. We don't like to be disciplined or reprimanded for bad behavior. And since we're adults, we often feel that gives us an unspoken permission to behave however we want without reproach. And it's true. We are all adults. And we have the right to do or not do whatever. However, life has a way of disciplining even us adults. Life can be summed up in a few categories: mind, body, and soul. Do you have a disciplined mind? Meaning, do you obey the rules as it relate to how you think and what you think? To some, that may be a new concept, but believe it or not, there is a rule on what to think and how to think. I remember when I was a little girl, I read this book called As a Man Thinketh. The book was miles above my reading level, but I trained myself to look up the words that I didn't know and challenge myself to figure out how the definition of the word fit the way the word was used in the sentence. Needless to say, that very small book, pamphlet really, a pocket guide written in 1903 by James Allen, took me months to finish. The book basically expounded on the idea that we control every aspect of our lives simply by the way we think and what we think. You've heard that philosophical statement: whether you believe that you can or you believe that you can't do something, you're probably right. So, are you thinking good thoughts about yourself, about your life, your loved ones? Have you disciplined your mind to think positively and proactively? I bet if you have, you're living a good life. But if you haven't, it's time to start training. Start by training your mind to obey the rules of, say it with me, minding your own business. Using your every thought to create an opportunity for your life to be great. In order to do that, you need to learn more about yourself, your sleeping habits, your exercise habit, meditation habits, skincare regimen, your eating habits. Yeah, there are a lot of things to think about. And how many of those things are you doing without thinking at all? The next part, of course, piggybacks on our chats about boundaries and friends. It's said that the person that has your ear has your mind. If you're around negative people, watching negative shows and videos, etc., and you haven't trained your mind, it's probably easy for you to fall victim to negative peer pressure or insecurities. This is why when people are overcoming addictions, the first advice they get is to break ties with the people they used to use with. But if you're around positive people, watch positive shows and videos, etc., do you still have to discipline your mind? Yes, because the worst thing that can happen to you is to set unrealistic goals for yourself. You are the only you there is. So trying to apply someone else's discipline to you will almost always lead to frustration. You have to discipline your mind enough to define yourself for yourself and use that definition and challenge yourself to know how that definition of yourself applies to the life you have now and the life you want to have. Statistics say that Americans are the fattest people in the world. Well, in the 1990s, there was another health issue sweeping the nation's women. This issue involved anorexia and bulimia, because young girls were being overexposed to unrealistic images of extremely thin models and TV stars. So this is a true testament to using someone else's definition that may seem to be accepted and positive, but it causes you to harm yourself. In recent times, there's a video that's circulating right now that is being branded as a woman empowerment video. The empowerment is supposed to focus on a woman's right to her own sexuality. However, it seems to be a repositioning of exploitation. So the question is, what is the difference between a man over-sexualizing a woman and a woman over-sexualizing herself? Mainstream media seems to have an agenda to strip women of their dignity and impress upon young women that the goal is to transform themselves into living blow-up dolls, as though being sexually appealing is the only aspiration that's valid. You have to discipline your mind and challenge what aspirations you have for yourself, so that you'll enforce boundaries when media like WAP comes onto the scene. Your mind will be disciplined enough to defer to your own definition of yourself and not allow this type of negative influence to go unchecked. And it will not be thoughtlessly adopted into your self-image or into the way that you carry yourself. You have to know yourself and how your body and your worth works to be able to adjust your life accordingly. The last area affected by your mental discipline or the lack thereof will be your soul. Now, this is a little tough to really put into words, but you know me, I like words and I like a challenge. Your soul is that guiding light, that place that keeps you happy. In order to have a disciplined soul, you have to have something that fills you up, something that drives you to keep going. It's not rare that a person neglects that part of themselves because it's not something that's visible. And often we substitute soul satisfaction with material things. We think having a big house, a new car, nice things equal happy. Yet there are people with nothing who are happy, and people who have everything that are jumping off of buildings. If you trace your mental steps, I bet you can find the thought that led to the action that has resulted in your current situation, good or bad. But don't get stuck. Sometimes when we look back to find the cause of a certain action, we want to overanalyze it and relive it, to change it, or to hold ourselves hostage to the decision that was made. Listen, my loves, you can't change the past. You can only learn from it and move on. That requires discipline. Train your mind to say, hey, I did it. It wasn't right. I'm going to do it better. Or I did it. It was awesome. Let's do more. It's called baggage when we don't. We have to unpack the baggage and keep it moving. Well, let me unpack a little of my own baggage. I have to own my lack of discipline with uploading the neighborhood episodes. I'll have to become more disciplined so that I can get these out on time so that you can have your dose of the neighborhood every week. I'm going to be disciplined enough to see you guys next Friday when we're going to talk about children. Yes, honey, the neighborhood is talking. And yo, kids. We'll talk about them next week. But thank you for joining me this week. The neighborhood is better because you're in it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's Inertia Justice everywhere. If you love the show, leave me a comment so that I can continue to bring you content. Hey, bring somebody else with you next time. You know I love you more.